Hello there, sweetie.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide opinion research. It's a survey company. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Is that okay with you?
So what state are you working on?
Minnesota.
So what's the poll about?
Oh, well, the poll is mainly about the agriculture and all the wild forests, the trees and everything like that. And we want to know your opinion, what you think about the funds that, you know, the government is trying to do to see if they can use the state taxes to, you know, to look for more workers, more drivers and stuff like that. And that's what mainly the survey is about. Is that okay?
Okay. Okay. Awesome. I do know something about, agriculture.
Yeah, that's the reason why we're reaching out to you tonight. Now, let me ask you, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am a resident of the state of Minnesota.
Okay, are you at least 18 years of age?
Say that?
Are you at least 18 years old of age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, but, the first...
I've been 18 about 40 times already.
Okay. Okay. Now, let me ask you, this is the first question. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Say that again?
What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Taxes.
Taxes? Okay, thank you so much. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Which one do you think it is?
Well, right now, the whole global thing,
okay,
it's the chance of a war, a major war. That's our biggest global issue right now.
Okay. Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
The most
environmental issue facing Minnesota.
You do not want to know my answer to that.
Oh, absolutely I do, sir. I can go ahead and record it for you. Not a problem. Remember, there is no right or wrong answers here. What did he say? I kind of heard that.
I think he told me to hang up is what he was trying to tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, it's up to you, sir. You're not obligated to be on the phone, actually. You're just helping me out in the company. But if you don't feel like...
Okay. One of the biggest environmental issues that we're having in the state of Minnesota is all the windmills they're putting up to try to produce clean energy, and we're having issues with wildlife and also it's not enhancing the quality of life because of the
ugliness
of the windmills and the noise, you know, the noise factor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am lucky enough I don't live close to a windmill farm, but I've got some very good friends that live next to them, and they said, well, they get some noise. And then, and it's, the other thing is, that's enough about that.
Yeah, so if I have to record one, which one should I record for you? If you have to choose one option, which one would that be?
Because of the windmills?
Yes.
Will
you say global warming, like climate change, air pollution, anything that you might think of that, you know, if you can choose one?
No, you see, I don't believe in global warming.
Okay, that's fair.
So that would be a no, it's the... The environmental impact is because of the destruction it does to wildlife, and also the scenery of their countryside. I mean, you're driving down the road and, you know, you got nice trees and all of a sudden there's windmills all over.
Okay. So, let me see here. Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one will be refining. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or poor?
Who is this now? Which one was first?
Refining.
They're doing so what? Excellent. And what's the next one? Very good.
Just fair or poor?
Oh yeah, I'll go for excellent.
Okay, and what about forest products?
Yeah, I think the forest industry does the best job. I'd put them as excellent also because they don't just forest, they reforest also. I mean, they're not.
What about the electric utilities?
Yeah. Electric utilities are doing a great job. Excellent.
Okay, thank you. And what about agriculture farming?
Farmers are doing excellent also.
Thank you. What about mining?
They're doing a good job.
There's no mining left.
And what about medical manufacturing?
I don't know anything about that. There should be one of your questions should be, or one of your answers should be, you know, you don't know anything or you don't want to answer that one. I mean,
I do have an option for that, and it is don't know, but, you know, the client doesn't want us to.
That's right. I don't know because I don't know anything about, you know. I could not name one medical manufacturer that I know of in the state of Minnesota. I hardly know any in the whole world, but I buy a few. I buy a few. You know, you hear about Pfizer, but where's Pfizer from?
Okay.
All right.
Now, let me ask you, how will you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one will be forest and timber industries. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair?
Excellent job. Excellent job.
Thank you. And what about the county land departments?
Which one?
County lands department.
Yeah, I guess that's one I really don't have a comment on.
Okay, no problem. We do have an option for that, remember. Now, the next one will be environmental groups.
You know, they're kind of in the middle.
Okay,
you know,
so would that
be
good or just
sure? Yeah, it'd be good. You know, they do some good and they do some that I'm not so excited about. So I gotta give them, I'd maybe give them 25%. 25%.
What about,
so that might be fair. Is that fair? Is good?
Yeah.
Is fair lower than good or is good lower than fair?
Okay, so let's say excellent is 100, good is 75, just fair is 50, and poor is, you know, zero.
Yeah, okay. Well, then we'll give them some credit. You better put down good.
Okay. What about the Minnesota Department of Natural
Resources? You know,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, no. I'll give them a good also.
Okay. And
what I was going to say is, if you keep asking me, I'm going to have to go refill my drink. Before I answer any more questions. you're gonna have to put a thing on the bottom. Well, this guy was kind of not so
Oh, no, no, you're doing good. Don't get me wrong. You're doing good. Okay. Now, the last question is, U.S. Forest Service, are they doing an excellent job? Good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Fair. Okay. Fair. Well, now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Will you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very important.
Very important. Okay. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will play a very significant role, somewhat significant, not so significant, or not at all?
I think somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year...
I really think they do an excellent job, but I don't think a lot of people think that, so...
Okay. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same harvest, or fewer than harvest?
I truly believe that they, you know, they plant as many as they harvest.
Okay, so would that be more, same, or fewer?
Same.
Same, okay. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970s?
I don't know that. I wouldn't know that.
We do have an answer for that, too. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future, or no?
Oh, I truly believe we have enough trees.
Okay.
If they would just let the people that know about harvesting timber harvest them.
Okay. So will you say that will be a yes or a no? Which one should I report for you?
I believe there's plenty of trees. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say that there is a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
No impact.
No impact, okay. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
Yes, I believe they can do that.
Okay. Now, do you feel...
So that was a yes or a no, right?
Yes, that was a yes or a no, and you said yes.
Yeah, I said yes.
Okay. Now, do you feel it is susceptible to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
Yeah, I think they should be doing that because there's too much wasted timber. That's the reason.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wellness or recreational purposes. Now, do you feel it would be a good idea also to designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
That sounds like a good yes. I would say yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
I do not believe, no. I would say no.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
What was that question?
Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, do you consider yourself...
I buy some of them. When I
okay,
go to the lumberyard, I buy what's been produced in Minnesota. I know what's going on here.
That was going to be my next question. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, and saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of the economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component?
A major component.
Thank you. Now, like many industry, Minnesota forest industry, most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of the state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose?
To use state funds to?
Yes, the state tax dollars.
Train people? No, we don't need to use state funds to train people how to.
Okay.
I have relatives in this business. Not like I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, completely understand.
How many more questions do you have?
This is the last part of the survey. I'm only going to take like 2 minutes of your time. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry and workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of 2 training facilities, providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operations and equipment used either in timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investing create public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people.
I'm done. This is too much. This is too much.
Yeah, will you support or oppose?
I can't go on.
Will you support or oppose to that? That would be my last question.
I don't care what Wisconsin does.
Okay. So which one should I report for you?
That should have no impact on this whole thing. If you're doing the survey to try to compare Minnesota to Wisconsin, you have screwed up the whole damn half hour you just got done talking to me. I don't care what Wisconsin does. If they want to spend money if Wisconsin wants to spend money for training people, that's fine, but we're not going to do it in Minnesota because we don't have to do that. If you pay the people enough, they'll do the job. You don't have to use tax money to pay people to learn how to log.
So in other words, you're telling me that you won't support.
Good night. Good night. Good night.